Practice was like a normal Wednesday practice. You know, we're trying to keep our schedule the same as far as practice goes and just preparing the right way.
But you look forward to playing maybe a little bit under temperature on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, we would love to be playing at home, but, you know, we got to go to Seattle.
What's different about the Seattle defense from what you saw on their style of play?
Their style of play is still the same. You know, they're a great team, a great defense. You know, got to respect what they've been able to do over the past couple of years. But we really look forward to the challenge.
How different are you guys as an offense, would you say, from week one to where you are now?
I think we've definitely grown. We know our team identity. We know who we are. We didn't know who we were week one. The guys that we had, as far as the progression of Rich Rodgers and Corey Linsley and Devontae Adams and how huge they've been for our overall success this season.
Randall, looking back at that film, what's the number one thing you think has to change for your offense?
We got to make the plays. You know, we had opportunities in that game that we missed on. Drop balls, miscommunication, different instances of different plays that we just got to execute the game plan.
Knowing how important practice is, even for a guy like Aaron, when those missed practices start to pile up, is that any cause for concern for you guys?
No, you know, the most important thing is our communication. As long as we're talking and, you know, having them in meetings and being able to talk throughout the building, throughout the day about different situations, that's the most important thing at this point.
Randall, you mentioned identity. How would you describe or what would you say is the identity of this football team right now?
I think our play shows it. If you look over the past, you know, eight games and what we've been able to accomplish as an offense, as a team, as a unit, we've been able to put up some points. We've been able to play at a high level and just continue that play through playoffs.
They do such a good job defensively, stopping yards on contact. What are some keys for you guys as a receiving core, as an offense, to score points there?
Break tackles. You know, they're a great tackling team. We got to break tackles. We got to get those extra yards and protect the ball while we're doing it.
How much better is this team communicating in a noisy environment after playing in places like Seattle and New Orleans and Buffalo?
Well, it's a challenge, but, you know, being able to be in those situations and have played in those situations, we have a great understanding of what we're going forward, what we're going up against, and just making sure that our communication is at a premium.
As someone who's been in big games before, what's the approach need to be midweek so that you're not playing the game mentally, expending all the energy and emotion now and peaking at the right
time? It's all about your preparation, making sure that we execute our preparation right now as far as putting in the work with our film study, with, you know, working on the little things in practice and continuing to get better at our craft.
Randall, you guys didn't really test Sherman at all in week one. Do you expect that to change this week?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just the way that the game plan was set up and the way that we was running the no huddle, not many balls went his direction, but you know, we're going to have to go at him to win this game. And, you know, we're not really worried about that in the situation. We're worried about making sure that we handle our business on offense.
Beyond Sherman, did you sense aggressiveness from their secondary? And if so, how do you combat that Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a great secondary. You know, they provide a great challenge. They got some hard-hitting safeties. They got some great cover corners. You know, defensively, they get a lot of pressure up front. It's definitely going to be a challenge, and I think we look forward to it. You know, being able to have played them early in the year, we know the style of defense that they are. We know what to expect. It's just going out there and playing at that same intensity level and making sure that we're ready for everything.
How do you like lining up in the backfield, and what does that do for you in those formations?
It doesn't bother me. You know, I love being on the field regardless of where I'm at. You know, I think it provides matchup problems for defenses. How are they going to play it? How are they going to adjust to those packages? So we'll just have to wait and see.
Randall, how does the threat of your run game with Eddie change the complexion here this week versus what it was at the start of the year?
It's huge. You know, I don't think we ran the ball as efficient as we have lately. We didn't run it as efficient in the first game, so that's going to be huge for us to make sure that our running game is key and we're able to build around that and get that going so we can open up the passing game.
What's different for you if Aaron has to be more stationary? It seemed like everybody adjusted throughout the game against the
Cowboys. I was still doing the same thing that I always do. I'm trying to create separation in man-to-man coverage, and I'm trying to find the holes and zones in different situations from the receiving end. And, you know, the only thing that changes is if he's not moving around in the pocket as far or moving out of the pocket as far as the extended plays, just being able to find holes in the zones or lose my man on extended plays when he's still in the pocket.